And I think one of the amazing things about the Chewy Blooms is that they have multiple trailheads with looped walks from all of them. So there's going to be something for everybody to find.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of No Finish Line Podcast. And for this episode, I'm delighted to be joined once again by Ellie Berry. Ellie is one half of Tough Souls, and from 2017 to 2019, along with the other half, Carol Lang, they walked every national waymark trail in Ireland, becoming the first people to do so. They walked over 4,000 kilometres and documented the project, which you will find the details of, on their website, toughsouls.ie. Ellie has also set a new record for climbing every mountain in Ireland. This list of mountains, the Vandeleur Lynams, is an island-wide challenge taking in all the most prominent mountain ranges and totalling to 275 summits. Ellie, welcome back to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me back. I am absolutely delighted.
Now, the last time we were chatting, we have mentioned Ardaron, which is the highest point in Laois. And that got me thinking about the surrounding area of Laois. So I want to talk a little bit about the Slieve Blooms and the general area that's surrounding it and what's to do in that locality. The Slieve Blooms have been described as gentle rolling hills. They rise from the central plains of Ireland, spanning between the counties of Laois and Offaly. The two counties share the highest point, which is Ardaron Mountain, with a height of 527 metres. The name Ardaron comes from the Gaelic Ard Éireann, meaning the height of Ireland. It also gives its name to a list of 406 mountains that are 500 metres in height with a prominence of at least 30 metres. Ardaron is also located close to the geographical centre of Ireland, and that makes it very accessible regardless of where you are travelling from. The area is described as picturesque, peaceful, multicoloured and one of the least explored in Ireland. Dotted around the mountains are quaint little villages, and to visit one is like stepping back in time to an era where life moved at a slower pace. These are places where people will take time to talk to you, and according to the locals, the Slieve Blooms have everything except the sea. They're located just over an hour from Dublin and Limerick, and 2 hours from Cork and Galway, so they're very, very easily accessible. And the Slieve Blooms, along with the Massif Central in France, are the oldest mountains in Europe. They were once also the highest at 3,700 metres, but weathering has reduced them over time to their current height of 527 metres. On a clear day, you can see the high points of the four provinces of Ireland. So, Ellie, what is it that you like about the Slieve Blooms?
I think before I went there in 2019, I knew of them in theory, but didn't realise just what wonderful hills they are for hiking. The first trail that I did there was the Slieve Bloom Way, which is their multi-day hiking trail. It's about 70-ish kilometres long. And if there's a loop of the kind of northern half, I guess, of these mountains, and it was just incredible. For the whole time that we were out there, we felt so disconnected from towns and people too much. And which I guess is all because the Slieve Blooms themselves are Ireland's largest nature reserve, something along the lines of 2,000 to 2,500 hectares of nature reserve. So it is one of the wildest hills you might find outside of going all the way down to kind of Cork and Kerry territories.
What is a nature reserve?
So in Ireland, it's our designation for an area that we really want to protect that has a lot of native plants and wildlife. So when we see an area that has an abundance, that has particular things we need to protect, the Irish classification is a nature reserve. So the Slieve Blooms have a lot of blanket bog, and it also has hen harriers, which I have never seen, but I believe that they're there. And I guess what makes the Slieve Blooms particularly important is that they're not only a nature reserve like the Irish classification, but they're also an SAB, which is Special Area Conservation, and an SDA, a Special Protection Area, which are European levels of protection for these spaces. which I having all of these three different kind of categorizations for this one mountain range highlights the variety and the kind of importance of the wildlife and the nature that you can find there.
So that would mean that as well as hill walking and the usual outdoor activities, it would also be a good place for observing wildlife, maybe bird watching.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I saw a lot of birds. I saw deer. I saw hares there. Yeah, I saw no people and lots of wildlife. So definitely, yeah.
Now, you had mentioned that you walked the Slieve Bloom Way. Because you're involved in trail running, did you know that there's also a race there called the Slieve Bloom Way Ultra?
When I walked it, I didn't know anything about running at that point. So no, it's only in the last couple of years that I've learned that people or that you can run these trails all in one go. But I don't know what distances the Ultra does. Does it do the whole trail? Or
yes, there's the Slieve Bloom Way Ultra. It's organised by the Irish Mountain Running Association. So if anybody's interested in checking out that, the website is imra.ie. It happens in June of each year. It's 72 kilometres with an elevation of 2,000 metres. And it starts from the British Forest entrance, which you're probably quite familiar with. As well as the Ultra, yeah, there's also the Slieve Bloom Marathon and the Slieve Bloom Half Marathon. So they're all in and around the same area. Would you be tempted to try one of those?
I'd like to ask, what time of year are they on?
They're on in June. Now, I'm kind of curious that because you've walked all the trails and now you're doing a bit of running, would you have a preference between the hiking and trail running?
I think I love both experiences, but they're very different.
That's my thoughts as well.
Yeah, very different. I would love to go back there and run some of it.
Yeah, I think when you're running, you miss a lot of what's going on around you.
You do. Yeah, it's not. It's a slow walking pace. You absorb a lot more, and you're kind of happier to stop and to kind of deviate off route and look at the wildflowers or the weird mushrooms or whatever, as opposed to when you're running, you kind of, I guess, get into a rhythm, and you really, at least I don't like to kind of break that rhythm. So, but I love the shoe doing so much that any excuse to go back. So I'm going to have to pencil that into next June.
Now, the trail that I'd be most familiar with in the Slieve Blooms would be probably the most popular one. It's one of the Glenbarrow looped walks. It's the waterfall loop, and that starts from the Glenbarrow car park. Are you familiar with that one?
Yeah, Glenbarrow is absolutely gorgeous. I think there are about three different looped walks from there. So yeah, there's the waterfall loop, which I think is about 5K. And then they have the eco walk, which goes up the Barrow Gorge, which is quite tricky, but really, really beautiful. And that's about 8.5K. And then the old mill loop, which goes a bit further still, getting close to about 11K, 10 to 11. And that brings you up to these old derelicts doesn't give the picturesque, the kind of beautiful, these old lost village kind of in the woods on the river. But yeah, Glenbarrow is definitely one of the more popular trailheads for the Slieve Blooms. And I think one of the amazing things about the Slieve Blooms is that they have multiple trailheads with looped walks from all of them. So there's going to be something for everybody to find.
I'm interested in that one you mentioned now because of the mill. And from being around the waterfall area, the river looks small enough at that point. Glenbarrow is where the River Barrow rises, and it's quite a big river when you see it further away from the glen. When it gets to the mill, does it look any way powerful around that area?
I guess at that point, the gorges and the rivers, they're quite steep. So while it's not the kind of big, powerful river that you'd associate with the River Barrow further east, there's still definitely energy behind it. last time, the Silver River is another river in the Slieve Blooms that you can has a loop walk up along it. I think it's on the opposite side of the Slieve Blooms. But yeah, the river walks all in that area. The rivers themselves aren't big, but they really are kind of like a gorge. I guess it's tied back actually to what you said in the intro about these ones being 6,000 meter peaks. While they're hills now, I guess by Irish standards, kind of 500 meter range, the valleys between them can actually be quite steep. So while they might be kind of rolling hills, you can definitely get a workout climbing them.
Okay, well, that's very interesting, because some mountains that would be a lot higher than 500 metres, but the time you actually start climbing them, you're actually at a much higher elevation than sea level.
Mm.
But if you're talking about having valleys and gorges, which I've been unfamiliar with, that would make 500 metres as a high point still quite a decent climb.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm thinking of, yeah.
And just mentioning those kind of climbs, there's also some very popular mountain bike trails in and around the area. Have you tried any of those out?
I have tried mountain biking before, and I have had to admit that it's not a sport I have to go for. And I know I've seen the mountain biking trails down there. They look incredible. And I think some of them are kind of in Bunria, like very high grade, like black roots and stuff. So I can admire them, but they're not for me. So I know they're supposed to be incredible, but not my skill level.
I'd be thinking the same myself with the mountain biking. I think it requires a bit too much technical skill. And what I prefer is being able to move at a slower pace and enjoy what's going on around. And if you hear something or think you see something, you can stop and pay a bit more attention. With the bike, you really have to pay attention to what's in front of you and be aware of what's coming behind you as well. There's also a mountain bike trail around the Kinnity Looped Walks area as well.
Oh, Kinnity's beautiful.
Because there's a castle there as well. And yeah, there's Loop Walk, and that's another one of the trailheads that you have in Fishley Broom. It's just amazing. And then you have Monarchy as well, which I think is kind of the more, I guess, southerly trailhead point. And that area is actually one of the listed areas for quote-unquote wild camping. So it's an area where you can kind of go off up into the forest and camp, yeah.
Right, okay, that's interesting, because wild camping has become popular, but it's not very accessible. There aren't a lot of places you can go wild camping now. Now, I know there are glamping pods and that around Laois, but there is something nice about just being able to choose where you want to bed down for the night yourself. So I must actually look into that a little bit more. What did you say the name of the place was?
Monarchy.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
I'll give a look for that, because I have a map that I got from the sleevebloom.ie website, the one for scenic drives, and that gives a good overview of the general area. So I can see around Kinnity that seems to be a popular spot for horse riding as well, and we had been talking about that briefly before ourselves. So you've done a bit of horse riding, but have you done, is it off-road horse riding, you call it, or?
There's a few different things. I haven't been able to use Bloom, so I'm going to have to look that up. I didn't know they had bridleways or trails there that were horse-friendly. But when I lived in Tipperary, I'd go like hacking up the Knocknagan Mountains a lot. The kind of forest access roads that wheelchair or plantations have in general are really good kind of access ways onto the mountains, and then you can kind of slowly learn your way through the different forests on horseback. It is a really lovely way to experience it. But now that I know that there are actual like horse riding trails in Kinnity, I'm going to have to look that up, because, yeah, that sounds amazing.
You used the word trailhead. What would you define as a trailhead?
Oh, I guess that's a good question. I guess it would be somewhere with car parking, with a map of the area, of the kind of different sports or recreation options, and normally there'd be a couple of different trails that could go from that spot, and I guess that's how I define it. So I know that for the Sleeve Bloom, there's Kinnity that we just mentioned, and Monarchy, and then Glenbarra that you mentioned earlier, and Clonasslee. So Clonasslee being the most northerly, and then Glenbarra slightly more east, Monachie in the south, and Kinnissie in the west. So you can really access from, all angles.
A lot of the trails that we've mentioned have been quite short, say up to around 10K, apart from the Slieve Bloom Way. Are there any other long trails that you would recommend? Something that might suit a trail runner who is going to cover the time a bit quicker? Sorry, cover the distance a bit quicker.
Oh, you could look at, from Clonasslee, there's the Glendina Regan Trail. It's about 12K, which is the longest of these kind of shorter loop trails. And that one has quite a bit of elevation. I don't remember how much exactly, but if you're a trail runner, that's probably one that I'd recommend checking out. It's a really nice 12K.
And while we're talking about these trails and different activities, it might be a good idea to get a plug in for Leave No Trace. You are also a Leave No Trace trainer. And I noticed that on all the maps that I had downloaded for the area, and the maps are well worth checking out, they're very, very detailed. There is the Leave No Trace logo. What is Leave No Trace?
Leave No Trace is all about responsible outdoor recreation. So it does what it says in the tin. We head outside, we bring whatever we need with us, but then we bring it all home again. We leave no trace. Any outdoor recreation, but in these kind of mountain areas that I am especially passionate about, you want to keep wildlife wild. You want to keep wildlife wild, and you want to keep the ecosystems healthy and all this kind of stuff. So if we're going out hiking, I'll make sure that I don't leave any food wrappers behind or any of that kind of stuff. I'll fix the trails as much as I can, because that protects the fragile kind of blanket bog that the tops of those mountains are made out of. Yeah, it's just about everybody doing their best to protect the areas they're going through, really.
Yes, nobody should know that we were there. And it's nice going to a trail on a day that you're on your own. You could be walking along a trail and it might feel like nobody else has ever been there. And all of a sudden you come across a takeaway coffee cup that somebody has just discarded. So the whole thing with Leave No Trace is that when you leave, nobody should know that you've been there. It's really just common sense, isn't it, as you say? Like,
yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly, yeah.
And it allows these trails to be enjoyed by everybody else. I've also got into paddleboarding. That's another activity I do. Have you done any water sports in the area, whether it be kayaking or paddleboarding?
I haven't paddleboarded in this specific, in Leash itself, but on my to-do list is to go back to the river barrow that you mentioned earlier. So in the Slieve Bloom, you can see it rising up from the source. But on the very east of the Leash County, it is the county border. And the River Barrow has an amazing walking trail down it. So I walked that trail, and while I walked it, I saw people canoeing down the river. And that just looked like so much fun. So I know there's companies like Go With The Flow, and I'm sure there's other ones as well, where you can pick your starting town and then paddle or kayak or canoe, whatever your water sport, down the river for a couple of days. And then they will pick up the canoe at the other end. And that just seems like an incredible way to move through nature. Because I love water sports. I don't have a huge amount of experience. I can paddle in the right direction, and I can get to a bank and all that kind of stuff. But that's one way I'd really, really love to experience that area.
Yeah, there's something really nice about being out on the water. And if you're paddling your own canoe, you can take your time and just stop when you want to stop. And I think you get to see the river life in a different way. I think it's almost as if you blend in. and the wildlife comes out to meet you, you get to see a lot more. So yeah, that's something I might be tempted to try along that way. I often just put the inflatable paddle board onto the back seat of the car and just bring it with me, and if I see a spot suitable to take it out, I'll do that. And if there's nowhere suitable, it hasn't cost me anything to carry it with me. So that's one of my favourite purchases of recent times.
I should get into that. And especially, I will say, with the Barrow in particular, we have three different waterways in Ireland that have a kind of towpath or a walking path alongside them. We have the Royal Canal and the Grand Canal as well. But the River Barrow is the most biodiverse and wildlife full of the rivers that I've walked. I guess because so much of the towpath there is still grass, it just feels, like nature is like a side. So when you're describing kind of being down on nature's level, I'd say that would be pretty spectacular.
Did you say you walked the full length of the Barrow as well?
Yes. So I started up in Kildare on, what was the name of the town? Robertstown, and walked the whole way down through like Monaster Evan and Carlow and to St. Mullins. So it's about 120 kilometres. So there's so much walking there.
So what rises in Glenbarrow flows into, where you started in Robertstown joins up with what comes from Glenbarrow. Would that be right?
Yes. So I think in the northern section, kind of Robertstown, Edenderry end, that is a canal that connects to the Barrow River proper in like North Leash.
I remember it now. That's actually part of the waterways. There was a programme on many, many years ago on RTE with Dick Warner, and he traced the Barrow from source to St. Mullins, and he also navigated the canal. So Dick Warner was living in Kildare, and that was a programme that he had on RTE. Have you seen that?
No, I'm going to have to look that up.
He was living near Donaghadee. I spoke to him once on the phone, and I was planning to meet up with him, but I didn't get to meet him on time. So unfortunately, he had passed away since. And I was really, really hoping to meet up with him. But he did a fantastic one where he actually traced the Barrow. And he'd go along on a barge, and then he'd get off the barge and he'd cycle around his bike. And that's actually what kind of got me interested in this area. And as I mentioned, the map that I downloaded there recently, if anyone is any way interested in anything of that we've been talking about there, if you go onto the website sleevebloom.ie and you download this map, it's the scenic drives map. That'll give you an overview of all that's to do around the area. The Sleeve Blooms are very, very accessible by road or by train, by bus. The nearest train station, Port Leash, there's a very frequent train service to theirs. It's on the Cork line, and the Glenbarrow Looped Walk is approximately 20 kilometres from Portlaoise train station. So it's very, very close if anybody's interested in that. Now, another activity that seems to be popular around Leash is golfing. It's not something I'm interested in, and I doubt you're a golfer. I could be wrong.
No, I am not a golfer.
Okay. So we'll forget about that. Are there any family type activities that we can do?
Oh, definitely, yes. So not as while I love the mountains and I would love everyone to get out into the hills, not every hike is going to be appropriate for everybody. But there is one that's only about 300 metres long. So it's basically just a really beautiful viewing point in the Sleeve Blooms. It's called the Ridge of Cathars. So along there, there's a really nice boardwalk that will bring you to some different info boards with maps that will kind of tell you what you're looking out at. And there's also this huge stone cairn that I think is known as the Stony Man, which is a very striking to look at. That's a great, just nice kind of viewing point to look out from the Sleeve Blooms at. But then I also really, really like, just to kind of the east of Portlaoise, is the Rock of Dunmass. Have you heard of this film?
Yes, I have, but only since talking to you. I had heard of it before, but sometimes a name just kind of drifts by. You don't recognize it.
Yeah.
But you actually made me go looking at it, and yeah, it certainly sounds like a place worth visiting.
Yeah, so it's like when I drove past it once, not really knowing what it was, and it kind of made me do a double take because it made me think of like a Game of Thrones style castle ruin. So it's over 1,000 years old, ruinous building across this kind of big lump of a hill. It's connected to the Normans, the Vikings, like Dermot MacMurrough, King of Leinster, all the kind of old Irish lore, I guess. And it's just a really cool place to stop and explore, be it for just a few minutes or for an hour or so. Oh, and it's also dog friendly, which I know people look for.
I'm definitely going to pay a visit to it now. What part of the county is that in, if I was coming from Dublin?
If you're coming from Dublin, it's kind of between Port Leash and Stradbally.
Okay.
So if you're coming down the N7, you take a turn off. Just outside of Port Leash.
So would you pass it on the way to Electric Picnic?
You might very well do, yeah. If you're sticking to the main road, you would.
Right.
And actually, yeah, because Stradbally is very famous for E&P, but when I was growing up, I actually learned about Stradbally for a very, very different reason, because it has a yearly steam engine rally. Have you ever seen the steam engines there?
No, but we mentioned Stradbally there. It was in my head, Stradbally steam rally or something like that. But I was then thinking, was that in England? Okay, so that's where it is.
Yeah, but people come from like across Ireland and the UK. It's a really big rally, at least the last time I was there. And also in Stradbally Hall, they have some of the old steam engines that used to work in the Irish bogs and at the Border Mona Bogs.
Yes.
So those trains used to run on like a really narrow 3-gauge railway track. So they're tiny, and they used to be like covering the country. How we got all our turf and our different materials about the place. And so they have a couple of these tiny steam engines there all year round that you can go and see and go on little rides around the estate on. So I guess, yeah, that would actually be another really fun family activity.
There's a friend of mine that would really be interested in that. Now he's into mechanical stuff and engines, especially old steam engines. So that'll be an excuse to get a visit down. I might also get someone else to do the driving. Are you familiar with the town of Leash itself? Like, would you have ever started your journey from there or finished in Leash? Sorry, in Port Leash.
In Port Leash, I've been through it a couple of times. It is that kind of central connecting point of Ireland. So I've stopped through it a couple of times. I haven't explored it fully just yet.
Well, I'd stopped going there when it was bypassed. And the only reason I kind of went back there was because I was heading to Glenbarrow. I met somebody in Port Leash and then I dropped him back again. So when I got back, I went for something to eat. I think it was in the Bay Tree I went. So there seems to be maybe too many places to go eat. And like, you're kind of stuck for choice. The Bay Tree was recommended, so I went there. But sometimes when you kind of have a good experience somewhere, it makes it harder to go and try somewhere else because you're not always sure that you're going to get to have the same experience. So that's something I might like to try out, is some of the other eateries in and around the town. Have you eaten there?
Well, yeah, I was going to say it's perfect because my go-to place is not the same as your go-to place in Port Leash. So I've been to the Pantry Cafe and Wall Garden. Because it has, as the name suggests, a really nice garden that you can sit in. So that has been my go-to spot. And yeah, as you say, when you get stuck in, if you have something you like, you tend to go back. So I haven't explored anywhere else. But you say it was the Bay Tree.
The bay tree, yes.
So that would be we can spot recommendations and
well, I'm actually thinking right. Well, I'm actually thinking now that we've been planning to go for a hike. We were going to go around Roscommon, so maybe we could plan it for somewhere around the Slieve Blooms and go somewhere different than in Portlaoise. Would you be on for that?
Oh, that is a great idea.
Okay.
I'd definitely be up for that, yeah.
Right, okay. We'll do that. So now I'm going to wrap things up now. I think we've covered a lot. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else that you can think worth mentioning about the area?
No, I think we got all the good bits, I think.
So just to give a bit of background on myself, then, is the trail running that I would mainly be doing at the moment. I come from a hill walking, hiking background. So it is the running trails that actually brought me there in the first place. And maybe many years ago, I had actually gone to Ardairn because it was the high point in the county when I was doing something similar to what you were doing, when I was looking at ticking off the high point in every county. So the running trails were what got me back. But there is a lot more to experience in the area, and as you go and start to look around or talk to people, you get to experience that. So if anybody is interested in checking out the area, it's only an hour's drive from Dublin, or so you can go by train or bus. Visit the leashtourism.ie website and you will get to see exactly what the place has to offer. And I have found the sleevebloom.ie website very, very informative. So for anybody listening in, if you've enjoyed this or any of the other podcasts, you might consider leaving a review, pass it on to a friend. And thanks again to Ellie. She's been a wealth of information. And I'm going to try and do something similar to this on a different area at a later stage when Ellie is available again. So Ellie, thanks again for your time and I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, thank you so much.